This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. There's a part of Southeast Albuquerque that sees more than its share of people who are walking being hit and killed by drivers. In just 5 years, there were 26 pedestrian fatalities in the few square miles known as the International District, but none in neighboring Knob Hill. As KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports, people who live in the district say a big part of this problem is broken streetlights that don't get fixed, even though they've been asking for over a decade.
Bernadette Hardy is standing on a side street just off Central as the sun sets. She's the co-coordinator of the International District's Healthy Communities Coalition. Years ago, she helped survey residents about their health, but found that streetlights were actually their main concern.
It was, I can't walk around, it's too dark, or it's not safe, my kids don't want to walk around, people are driving too fast, there's not brightly marked crosswalks, and it's just dangerous.
It gets hard for her when she remembers the night about a year and a half ago when a young boy was hit and killed by speeding cars on Louisiana Boulevard near Trumbull.
I saw that one, so that was traumatizing because there was no lights out. It was pitch black, and I understand they couldn't see him, and he was just a little 8-year-old out in the darkness.
It's especially tough because she's been sure of one clear solution for a long time. Get those streetlights back on. News coverage of the boy's death in 2017 showed broken streetlights in the background. PNM, the biggest electric utility in the state, is responsible for those lights and most of the lights in the district, but the company refused to answer our questions about this. The dark streets, Hardy says, are still an urgent daily problem.
Our kids cross these streets every day. They're busy, busy streets.
After many years in the dark, Hardy and the coalition passed around a hat. They bought solar-powered lights and poles, and in the last 5 years, they put up 24 streetlights themselves. The city of Albuquerque didn't put up any streetlights here during the same time period, aside from a couple that are a part of the delayed Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project, or ART. In his downtown office, City Councilor Pat Davis acknowledges that lighting has been a problem for a long time.
Running for office, like they basically said, no one has paid attention to this for really at least a decade. I am equally as frustrated that it has taken us years to get to the place where we finally are getting started on fixing streetlights.
No one has the whole picture of which lights work and which lights don't work in Albuquerque. The city isn't responsible for all of the streetlights. PNM is responsible for a lot of them. PNM will say how many lights are out across the whole city, about 260, but spokespeople won't say where they are exactly, even though they have that information. Because PNM's a private company, so it doesn't have to provide records to the public. The city doesn't require that information from PNM either, so the city doesn't know, and we don't know, which lights are out or how long they've been that way. Residents just want to see the streetlights on at night. Councillor Davis says he understands.
They're totally right to be mad. Nothing got done, and this was just not a priority, right? When you have something tragic that happens, and people can directly point to that and say, if you had to change your lights out, maybe somebody would have seen that kid who, you know, is not always at fault when they're running across the street excited to go to the store.
We did the math. In all of Bernalillo County, one out of every 5 wrecks involving a person who was walking happens in the International District. 325 in 5 years. In neighboring Knob Hill, a more white and more affluent area, there were just 28 in the same time period. Traffic is lighter there, but not by that much.
The vast majority of the pedestrian crashes, both fatalities and injuries, happened in our low-income neighborhoods. Those are just straight-up facts.
Sarah Ijadi works for the Mid-Region Council of Governments and the county's Healthy Here initiative. She says, of course, there are many factors in pedestrian fatalities.
One of the most important being the built environment, and that includes the lack of lighting. So it does show that there's disparities in the way our city takes care of infrastructure, particularly as it pertains to pedestrians.
PNM is expected to announce this week that the company will replace all of its streetlight bulbs with LEDs starting in the International District. Will all the broken ones be repaired in the process? We asked PNM, but haven't heard back. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This story is part of a series called In the Dark. Rashad Mahmood and Lissa Knudsen did the data analysis for the series. You can find the story and the maps they've made online at KUNM.org.